Part 2. It wasn't easy training Pierre. He couldn't even catch a ball. "I'm very bad at basketball," he said. "I'm sorry. I tried."
"You tried, yes. But Emerson will go on losing. We don't have one big man on our team. All the other teams have tall players."
Pierre looked at us seriously.
"My father used to say that if you believe in yourself, you can do anything. If you want to win, you have to believe that you can win."
He was right. We didn't believe in ourselves. We didn't believe that we could win.
"Come to the game on Friday, Pierre. We're going to play Jackson."
He smiled and asked, "Are they good?" I thought before I answered. "They're good, but they're not better than we are."
Friday came and we were ready for the game, but there was one difference. We had spirit, and this time we weren't going to lose.
We fought for every ball. The Jackson team was scared. You could see it in their eyes. At halftime, the score was Emerson 52, Jackson 48. We were excited, but we knew that the second half of the game would be harder. Then I had an idea. I told Pierre to put on a basketball uniform. He was surprised.
"Leave it to me," I said. "I want you to walk around before the second half and then go and sit on our bench. That's all."
My plan worked. The Jackson team saw Pierre, our giant, in Emerson uniform. They didn't know who he was and they were worried. 20 seconds before the end of the game, our scores were equal, 76 all. I called timeout. We had to score at least one more point. I asked Pierre to come onto the court and told him what to do. He ran down the court like a big cat. Two of the Jackson team followed him, and as they did, little Timmy Carey ran to stand near the basket. I waited and then threw the ball. Timmy caught it easily and dropped it straight into the basket. Emerson 78, Jackson 76.
That was it. Our first win in 2 years. We couldn't believe it. We were so excited.
Wait till Jackson find out that the giant they were chasing was a Swiss skier and not a basketball player.
Pierre smiled and said, "One thing I don't understand. Why didn't you win before?"
Should I tell him?